Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon, ready to kind of slide into this weekend. Are you about ready to take down your Christmas tree? Do you have a real tree or do you have a...
We have a fake one.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about this. But if you are getting ready to take down the tree, how do you dispose of it safely?
Well, I know that sometimes they're recyclable, but you can dump them sometimes with, you know, just put it out front with some of your usual garbage. Or there are some sites around the counties, correct?
Well, let me just kind of go down the line here. In Escambia, you can recycle your tree by placing it curbside on yard collection day. The county also offers recycling sites for tree disposal. That's let me give you the sites real quick here. East of the Summit Boulevard recycling site, East Maxwell Street, Bill Gregory Park, and monitored recycling drop-off sites. In Santa Rosa, drop the tree off at the J Transfer Station, Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp, and the Tiger Point Rec Area. County authorities ask that you remove any decorations on your tree before you do drop them off.
Yes.
Tinsels and the stands and everything else, strip the tree.
Well, and why would you want to get rid of that stuff anyway? Like the garland or especially ornaments, if you got ornaments on there. Like, why would you leave that stuff? It's one thing if, I missed one. But if you're just leaving that on, that doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't, but it happens, believe me, way too many times. Let me jump on in here and give you a kind of a look back in terms of what happened to the markets today. Stocks ending a shortened trading week down. Fox's Roger Stern has the numbers for us.
The stock market ends this holiday shortened trading week with a gain. The Dow closed the week 2% higher despite a 334-point loss for the day. The S&P 500 rose almost 3% Monday through Friday while falling 67 points on Friday. As for the NASDAQ, it saw a weekly gain of more than 3%, losing 298 points today. Bristol-Myers Squibb, lower though it was up earlier in the session, the FDA approved an injectable version of the company's blockbuster cancer drug Opdivo. Until now, it was available only through a much longer infusion process. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also here locally, that wasn't local, but here locally, a popular West Coast-based taco chain opens their first Pensacola location soon. Del Taco is set to open their Brent Lane restaurant in the Home Depot Plaza sometime in early 2025. This is the area where Small Sliders recently opened. An exact opening date hasn't been announced, but the building and drive-thru lane have already been developed inside the plaza. Del Taco has around 600 locations in 18 states. They carry traditional Mexican fast food options, but also have breakfast, burgers, and desserts.
Okay, let me just wind back the clock a second here. When we were talking about that recycling, it started to make me think here. You need to go green this holiday season by recycling Christmas wrapping paper and boxes in your everyday weekly collection. Now, holiday wrapping paper, along with other household paper, plastic, steel, aluminum, can be placed in your recycling container or your normal recycling pickup day. Keep the glitter, ribbons, tree stands, of course, as we mentioned to you before, off those trees. But recycling is a big effort during the holiday seasons. Take it from me, having worked on that side of the environmental equation. You were mentioned, I can't believe people would leave all those ornaments on there and garland. And they do. Absolutely do. And it gets into the machinery. That's where it gets everything clogged up. Once the machines go, you got a real problem on your hands.
5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, wasn't too much going on last hour. That appears to still be the case now. If you are dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they hopefully should not be holding you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees right now, overcast skies. It's not going to get too much cooler tonight. Heading into the weekend, it's actually going to get warmer, Chris. We got highs sitting at around 72, 75. Saturday is going to be the warmer of the 2 days. Very rainy throughout Saturday as well, so that day is going to kind of stink. But Sunday, we should see that rain start to creep away.
Okay, I must warn you, it is a bad hair day. if you're going outside today, whether you're a lady or a guy, it's going to affect you. So just be prepared if you haven't been outside or not. Real sticky, real muggy. But at least it's not raining right now.
Yes.
That's coming.
Yeah.
That's coming. Hey, are you excited to ring in the new year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am too. In this Fox Fact, we learned that the ball drop is a tradition that goes back more than a century.
Fox Facts.
Times Square in New York City will once again be filled with revelers ringing in the new year for the annual ball drop. The first New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square took place on December 31, 1904, marking the opening of the New York Times' new headquarters. The celebration featured a fireworks display, and the event was such a success that Times Square quickly became the new IT location to welcome in the new year, surpassing Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan. A few years later, the city banned fireworks, so the owner of the Times decided to replace the fireworks with a large illuminated ball. It was lowered from the tower flagpole at midnight on December 31, 1907. Today, hundreds of thousands of people gather in the square, braving the cold to witness the iconic ball drop, making it one of the world's most famous New Year's Eve traditions. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
That is so many people that you can hardly make out what they're even saying.
I've been there. believe me, it is crazy.
All right. I wanted to touch on this. If you're hoping to adopt a cat or kitten from the shelter in Santa Rosa County, you'll have to wait. Santa Rosa County Animal Services has temporarily closed cat adoptions due to illness. Adoptions are currently expected to resume on January 2nd. Animal Services says that they want to make sure all their cats are at full health when they are adopted. The shelter says dog adoptions at the shelter and off-site adoptions are still happening this week.
And they also added the shelter will continue with scheduled off-site adoption events.
Yeah.
Just so they're off-site. It's kind of the quarantine thing going with that shelter. But they've got it under control, so they'll be up and running real soon. 518 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Yeah, this is getting to be very interesting. Canadian officials, they loaded onto their jet, and they're flying right now to Mar-a-Lago. And this should be quite a meeting with President-elect Trump as he demands changes to Canada's handling of border security. This is what this is all about. Matt Finn is covering the story for us in West Palm Beach, Florida.
President-elect Trump has been threatening some pretty serious tariffs against Canada, which experts and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau say would crush the Canadian economy. And right now, some top Canadian cabinet members are scheduled to be meeting with President-elect Trump and his incoming border czar, Tom Homan, here in West Palm Beach. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a now famous visit to Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago. President-elect Trump has been roasting Trudeau, saying that maybe Canada should become our 51st state, and Trudeau should become its governor if Canada cannot fix what Trump calls a flow of illegal migrants and drugs here into our country.
Alrighty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state of Florida asking a federal judge to halt a legal challenge tied to a new law. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. with 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. So you're thinking about maybe buying that new car. You've been out there opening the doors and smelling them. Gosh, it smells like a new car, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, baby.
Honey, let me listen to the radio, okay? And make sure that radio sounds really good.
Yeah, we got Genesis on.
Hey, listen, no problem with Phil Collins. That makes my Friday afternoon, and I hope it's making yours as well. Listen, as we're talking about cars and expenses, cars could become even more expensive in the United States. Now, you wanted to hear that this afternoon, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That just sets the tone perfectly for the weekend. Well, Fox Business Network's Max Gordon, he's in Thousand Oaks, California this afternoon, taking a look into these price hikes.
The average price of a new car sitting at more than $47,000, according to Edmunds. Still, consumers shelled out slightly less for new cars in 2024 compared to last year. The average transaction price for a new vehicle down 0.8%. And while small cars, trucks, and SUVs have caught the eye of price-conscious consumers, some could soon get slapped with tariffs. President-elect Trump is proposing a 25% tariff on goods manufactured in Mexico and Canada. Some of the market's cheapest cars are produced in our neighboring countries. Tariffs could mean buyers would pay around $3,000 more for one of these vehicles if the manufacturers continue to make them.
Well, speaking of cars here, I'll keep with that theme since it's 526. Looking at the roads here, don't appear to see too much going on. It's been a pretty mellow evening so far. So thank you for staying safe out there, especially with the roads being damp. And they're going to get damper as it kind of rains this evening. But also it's going to be very heavily downpouring throughout Saturday. So be on the lookout for that as well. Speaking of the weather, 64 degrees right now, to be exact. While it's going to be rainy on Saturday with a high of 75, Sunday we're going to see that rain drift away with a high of 72.
Yeah, with a 20% chance now of seeing rain. Or let me put it like this, 80% chance of sunshine Sunday.
That is a far more optimistic way to put it.
527, News Radio 92.3. If you're up in Santa Rosa County, Alderbrook Boulevard in SRC is now closed and will remain that way for the next couple of weeks. Today's closure will be phase one of a two-phase process to improve the drainage in the Ashley Plantation subdivision. Of course, they do have detours in place, so you might want to just plan accordingly and manage your time good or well. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Forget where you've been sometimes. You ever, like, where have I been this afternoon?
No.
Hadn't got to that level yet.
Haven't had many concussions in my day.
It's coming. Well, listen, if you forget where you've been, so will your Google Maps app. If you don't tend to this very one important thing, Eben Brown has more on the report.
Big changes are coming soon to Google Maps and its timeline feature, which keeps track of where you've been and to what places you've needed driving, walking, or transit directions. And those changes mean that history is going to be deleted. The change represents Google's move to more privacy-centered policies, but you don't have to lose them altogether if you don't want, though the rules won't preserve location data older than 3 months. Timeline data is being moved off the cloud and directly to your device. Google will email you with the warning and instructions on how to save it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's Big Brother for me.
What did you say?
Too much Big Brother for me. The computer's calling me and telling me what I need to do.
Big Brother. The man.
Hal? Did you remember that movie? It was Hal was the computer in space, and he took over the spaceship.
No, I don't remember that, actually.
I forget the name of it. It was a great movie. Mm. Somebody's going to text me. Hal, please help me out on this one.
Yeah, 850-437-1620.
Hal was the computer in the... Don't touch that cord, Hal. You know, it's like
I can't help it.
A great space oddity type movie.
I was about to say,
one of the early ones, 1970.
I am cinematically illiterate. Mentioned this before the
break.
Those
computers scare me sometimes.
Oh no, I get that. Mentioned this before the break. The state of Florida asking a federal judge to halt a legal challenge tied to a new law restricting access to websites with adult content. Attorney General Ashley Moody filed the motion earlier this week, asking for a temporary stop since the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on a similar case in Texas next month. The legislation in question would require age verification for access to websites with adult content. Free Speech Coalition filed the lawsuit against the measure last week, claiming it's a violation of the First Amendment. If a judge grants Florida's request, the law would take effect until the Texas ruling.
All right, 529 News Radio 92.3. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into this hole that I usually go down. Home buyers, home sellers, are you watching those mortgage numbers today? Well, if you are, the rates spiked this week to the highest level in 5 months. Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey released on Thursday showed the average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed mortgage jumping to 6.85%. That is up from last week's reading. That was about 6.72%. The average rate on a 30-year loan was 6.61%. That was a year ago. Now, this week's increase marked the highest level on the 30-year loan since mid-July, when that rate was around 6.89%. Very important to keep track of these mortgage rates, especially if you're heading for the home ownership or trying to sell your home. Those rates do make a huge difference. Come on back in a few minutes. We're going to talk sports, especially the NFL.
Fox News. I'm Tom Graham. Severe weather in Texas is turning holiday travel into a nightmare for much of the South.
The airlines that we're seeing have the most issues right now, Southwest Airlines and also American. It's really no surprise because both are Dallas-based airlines, and we saw some thunderstorms in our area that caused ground delays, and that in turn caused hundreds of flight cancellations and delays.
Fox's Brooke Taylor at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Officials in Azerbaijan now say they believe the crash of a commercial plane is linked to Russian air defenses. The White House reacting.
Some early indications that would certainly point to the possibility that this jet was brought down by Russian air defense system.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby and sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died. He was 78 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, investors continue to take in some overseas news as the South Korean parliament has voted to impeach the acting president. Han Duck-soo was the country's prime minister, taking over for President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was also impeached by the parliament after he was forced to repeal martial law. Han took over as acting president after President Yoon was impeached. And a new startup is looking to bring a pill to the market that could give your dog an extra year of healthy life. A biotech startup named Loyal, based out of San Francisco, has reportedly raised over $120 million to help develop the drug. Now, specifically, the pill will look to reverse or lessen a dog's metabolic changes as it ages. The company is hoping that it could also benefit humans someday. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week on a down note, the Dow off over 300 points. The S&P 500 off around 60 points, while the NASDAQ was down around 300. Shares of NVIDIA and Microsoft among the big decliners today. And that is Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets the GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. It feels like the expectation around the NFL is that Antonio Pierce will be one and done as the full-time head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll see if Tom Telesco will be brought back as GM, but either way, it feels like minority owner Tom Brady will be heavily involved. And I would imagine that Brady gets his good friend and former teammate Mike Vrabel to lend a helping hand by coaching the Silver and Black come 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price just kind of making a mark in a Friday afternoon with you. Thanks for having us on today. We appreciate the ride home. We really do. I mentioned this to you last hour. We were going to go over the bowl games scheduled coming up this weekend. Kind of get your take. You probably know by now, if you've listened to this show of any length of time, that Austin is the sports guy here.
Yeah.
He gets into the inside and outside of this. He also appears on ESPN Pensacola as well. So he kind of doubled the dips around here, but real smart with sports. Before I get into this, before we go on the list here, let me do a recap here. Seattle remaining alive in their bid to win the NFC West Championship title. Bob Martelli has this story for us.
The Seahawks got by the Chicago Bears 6-3 on a rainy evening at Soldier Field. There were 3 field goals, no touchdowns, and 13 punts. All the scoring came in the first half. Jason Myers booted a 50-yard field goal just before intermission to snap a 3-3 tie. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was sacked 7 times. He leads the league with 67 sacks this season. Williams' final pass on 4th and 10 was picked off by Seattle's Rick Woolen with 11 seconds remaining. Chicago also had 2 touchdowns called back, one due to a holding penalty, the other because the runner was ruled down after a fumble recovery. The Bears have lost 10 in a row. Bob Martelli, Fox News.
Okay, tell me why I should be impressed with the Bears quarterback.
Well, I mean, as I think we've talked about this before.
Caleb Williams, right?
Caleb, yeah.
Caleb.
I don't know where the accent mark's coming from. But no, in all seriousness, I am someone who questioned Caleb. Obviously, he's talented, right? But and I'm not saying that the Bears struggling is all his fault. Everybody knows, if you know the Chicago Bears, it's a team effort to suck. But
they do a very good job.
Yeah, they're great at not being great. No, but they've just been on a horrid loss streak. And 6-3, I mean, it was against a good team. Seahawks are good. But it's just upsetting to see it come down that way. I don't want to put it all on Caleb, though. He's young. He's in a completely new environment. It's especially in the weather. I mean, he was in Oklahoma, which can get frigid, but then he was in LA Memorial Coliseum over in USC, Southern Cal, and now he's in Chicago, Illinois. There's different people, different level of competition. It's still his first season. I mean, there's just a lot moving here for such a young kid. I don't want to put it all on him. And statistically, it's not all on him either.
All right, I bet you sold a lot of beer at that game last night.
Yeah.
Had something to do.
Needed some
something to do.
Needed something to take the edge off.
Give me another beer.
Yeah. If the game won't make the party, we'll make the party.
6-3, come on. And having to set in the weather and all that other stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this. We've actually had, you mentioned bowl games.
Yeah.
And first of all, we had a few just these past couple days that went to multiple overtimes.
Yeah.
USF beat San Jose State in 5 overtimes. Toledo beat Pitt in 6 overtimes. Rutgers and Kansas State, I don't think that went to OT, but it was a great game. Right now, we've had 2 games today. One is already over. Navy beat Oklahoma 21-20. Navy finishes the year 10-3. Oklahoma,
good season for them.
Yes, and Oklahoma, not so much. They finished the year with a losing record, 6-7. They went for 2, and they did not get it. Right now, Vanderbilt. Now, we're always talking about how great of a year they've had. They're 6-6. That's huge for them.
Right.
They are beating 7-5 Georgia Tech in the fourth quarter, 35-13.
That's over.
Yeah, that game is currently delayed, ESPN says. But either way,
weather?
I would assume. But right now, it looks like it's only a matter of time until Vanderbilt finishes with a winning record for the first time in God knows how long.
Okay, and continuing throughout the day, kicking off in just about 18 minutes from right now, the Liberty Bowl, Texas Tech and Arkansas. That's how you see that game playing. That's not a bad game. Texas Tech, I think, will take it. But
yeah, the problem is Arkansas, you never know what type of team you're going to get with them. I mean, you can get the team to beat Tennessee. You can get the team that lost their other 6 games or lost half their schedule. I look at Texas Tech, though. 8-4 in the Big 12, that's a bit concerning. A lot of people would tell you the Big 12 is the weakest Power 4 league, so just doing good amongst that level of competition is a bit of a scare for me. I'll take Texas Tech, but they win close.
Okay, I'm just going to go off my memory here. There's a guy in downtown Pensacola has a sports bar. It's called Badlands. Mm. And what I know about that, he is a huge Syracuse fan. I mean, massive.
Really?
Syracuse fan. Syracuse playing tonight, DirecTV Holiday Bowl against Washington State. They kick it off around 7. How do you feel about that game?
Wow. I've got the games pulled up right here, just like you do over there. And I'm seeing this for the first time. Syracuse is favored to win this game by 18.
Mm.
And it's funny. I had earlier this week, I had sketched some score predictions, and I had Syracuse winning 31-13. So I had it being an 18-point game. That was completely coincidental. But the reason why is not. Washington State's a good team. But once again, they played amongst weaker competition than Syracuse. Also, though, they have lost their head coach. They've lost members of their staff. They lost their QB. They have just been picked clean. So this is going to be a shell of that Washington State team. I've got Syracuse big.
I don't like that when a coach or team members or so go to the last part of the season and say, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm bailing on you guys. It shows lack of character.
And that's one reason why people are sick of this transfer portal stuff.
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you. Okay, let's talk about the Las Vegas Bowl, Texas A&M, USC. And that is a game, ladies and gentlemen.
I got to take A&M here. They did better this season against better competition. I don't know what it is about USC, why they collapsed this year. They are sitting here trying to just finish positive, trying to finish 7-6. Texas A&M, I'm surprised they're only favored by 3. I think A&M wins and they cover that.
Okay, let's really quickly go through the Saturday games. It's a good lineup. You need to know about it since we're talking about sports here. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl. Of course, it's in Boston. You would know that with Fenway Park. UConn taking on North Carolina without North Carolina.
Without Mac Brown. UNC favored by 2.5. UConn, here's a fun fact for you, Chris. They are 8-4, but all 4 of their losses came against the Power 4 teams they played. They lost to Maryland, they lost to Duke, they lost to Wake Forest, they lost to Syracuse. I think they lose to North Carolina here as well. Why not?
Yeah, be bold.
Yeah, sure.
Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, if that gives you any kind of kind of a hint there. You think it's in Yankee Stadium, you'd be absolutely correct.
Right.
Boston College taking on Nebraska.
Man, that one's difficult.
Yeah,
that's very tough for me. I'll take Boston College.
Me too. There you go.
Come on. Nebraska has the spread, though.
Well, I don't care. I think Boston College can pull this one off.
Yeah.
Okay. It is the New Mexico Bowl, Louisiana versus TCU.
I've got TCU, but this has them by 10. I don't think they cover. I think Louisiana gives a good fight. Louisiana's had a great season. But TCU is one of the most underrated teams in America, went 8-4 this year. I think after what, going 5-7 last season? Mm-hmm. So give me the Horned Frogs.
Pop-Tarts Bowl, Iowa State-Miami.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest games that's not in the playoff. Iowa State and Miami, Iowa State 18th, Miami 13th. Miami only favored by 4 here? No, they win this game convincingly, at least by 14, I would say. I just think the Canes, especially with Cam Ward, they're going to be too much firepower for the Cyclones. Cyclones are good. They're not great.
I get a kick out of this bowl. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl is out in Tucson. Taking on, let me see here, Miami of Ohio versus Colorado State. The Rams.
Give me Colorado State.
Nice team.
Yeah. They're both 8-win teams on the season.
Used to hate driving up the freeway there out of Denver up to the campus up there, especially when it rained around the campus at Colorado State, Greeley up in that area. When it rained, the cow's aroma was amazing. It was absolutely. You go, no, please, I don't want to go up there. It's been raining. No, please, no.
It was majestic.
Oh, it was. Something memorable, that's the word. Go bowling, Military Bowl. That's kind of funny. East Carolina versus NC State, North Carolina State.
Yeah, as a Wake guy, I really want NC State to lose, but I don't think they do. I think they win.
All right, here's one. And this will be a good game.
This is a big one, too.
Valero Alamo Bowl, BYU versus Colorado.
Yeah, that's 17-23.
Pride and all.
I think Colorado makes an example of BYU here. I think they have a pretty booming finish to their season. Once again, similarly to Iowa State and Miami, I think BYU is good. But Colorado's offense, if it's firing on all cylinders, it's going to pick them apart.
That's
here.
It. If.
Yes, if. It is an if.
Because it had some inconsistencies this season.
But Colorado, they're favored by 3.5. I have them covering
okay,
that.
Last game. Let's get it out of the way. Radiance Technologies, Independence Bowl. That, of course, in Shreveport, Louisiana. Marshall taking on Army.
Well, and that's the thing. It's actually not Marshall. Marshall had to opt out because they had many players. Leaving.
They didn't have a team to fill it up.
Right. They had their coach leave for Southern Miss.
Who stepped in on that one?
Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech is 5-7, so give me Army. all right. A couple minutes past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. If there's any backups holding you up, it shouldn't do so for much longer. As for the weather, 64 degrees, overcast skies. Not going to get much cooler tonight, but we do have some rainfall this evening. Saturday, going to be even rainier. And then Sunday, the rain's going to dissipate with a high of 72.
And a 20% chance of rain, 80% chance of sunshine.
There it is.
80%. Hey, post-holiday travel can bring in large crowds and longer commutes. Jennifer Dowling, she's out in Seattle. She's actually at the, we call it the SeaTac, Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. They call it SeaTac up there, with details on how families are keeping up with the holiday spirit.
SEA airport officials said 2 million people were expected to pass through the airport through January 2nd, with 172,000 expected last Friday.
I just came from Denver, but I'm supposed to live in Seattle.
This mother-daughter duo rolled in from the Rockies.
We celebrated Christmas and I got a mini claw machine, and one of my cousins, named Winston, got a giant Hot Wheel.
We did some tubing, inner tubing in Denver.
One of the best holiday gifts.
Flying was super easy this year. Yeah, no delays.
Annabella and Sophia said before their flight, Santa left a special note for them that read,
I left you gifts at my house.
Come on, let's go.
Ensuring the fun will roll on back in Seattle.
That special note read, do not fly during Christmas holidays.
Yeah. Good advice.
I hear you.
And this time every hour, we like to give you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing with, they're closing sharply lower today. The S&P 500 dropped 66 points to 5970. The Dow fell 333 points to 42992. And the NASDAQ fell 298 to 19722.
Okay, 550, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. A few moments ago, I went off down the track of trying to figure out what movie Hal was in, and it was a space movie. And
yeah.
And we had a texter help me out and bail me out here.
Yes. It was Space Odyssey, she says.
Okay, cool.
That's Kim. Thank you, Kim. Don't know if you're still listening because that was like 20 minutes ago.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate that. I do know that Hal was the computer, the voice of the computer. Mm. Don't touch that plug.
That's not chilling at all.
It was. Oh, this was a great movie. Absolutely great movie. If Congress can't elect a Speaker of the House in January, you're having so much trouble here, then vital government functions may be really limited. Getting serious, Madeline Riviera has details from Washington.
Without one, the House is paralyzed. It can't swear in members, it can't pass legislation, and here's the kicker. It cannot certify the results of the Electoral College on January 6th. So here are the Speaker election rules. The House clocks in with 434 members, with one vacancy, thanks to former Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. The breakdown is 219 Republicans to 215 Democrats. The Speaker of the House must win an outright majority of all members. In other words, a person does not win simply because they won the most votes. That was the problem that former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy kept running into in January 2023. He finally won the role after 15 ballots.
All righty, 5:51 here. We'll take a quick break. But when we return, a biotech startup hoping to bring a pill to market as soon as 2025 that could give dogs at least an extra year of healthy life. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message. Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress, District 1.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Make 2025 a great year full of hope and prosperity. Hey, this is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy new year.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears, will I cry? Now I want to understand. I have done all.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Jackson Brown.
Yes.
Entertaining us tonight. I like Jackson Brown.
I love that song.
He used to date that blonde lady that played in the movie Mermaid. And I forget her name again. Maybe Kim's still listening.
Yeah, Kim, if you're still listening, help us out here.
she dated him for a long time. But she did play in the movie. She played a mermaid in this movie, and she had this beautiful long blonde hair. Don't forget about it. Get yourself in trouble this holiday time. You don't have to. AAA has that free Tow2Go program. It will be continuing through Thursday. Toyota Grow is a free service and provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles. If you need to activate the service, and please treat it as a last resort, here's the number to call, 855-286-9246, 855-286-9246. That is the AAA Tow2Go program in effect right now.
All righty, 555. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. It's basically been that way all afternoon. Thank you very much for staying safe on the roads this evening. As for the weather, 64 degrees. Not going to get much cooler than that tonight, but we will get some showers this evening, and it will bleed into your Saturday, basically dominate your Saturday. High of 75, low of 63. Sunday, the rain will kind of linger early, but it will dissipate. Sunday's high 72, and it's low 50.
Okay. Good guys talking about the Ice Flyers. Yeah, it's dark over at the arena tonight. They posted a win Thursday with just 28 seconds in overtime. Had a heck of a game, let me tell you. And they looked really good in the ugly sweater jersey things.
Yes.
That we talked about for the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. So they were there in those. Flyers grabbed a 4-3 win against Macon. Big crowd. Thanks for coming out. 5,400 folks at the Bay Center. Tonight, that game is in Macon, Georgia for game two. Then what do? Get back on that bus, head back south to Pensacola. And Saturday, it's a matchup against Peoria, back on home ice. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. So, good team. Absolutely good team. Okay, holiday travelers are facing some delays. Fox Brooke Taylor has this report from the DFW airport. I'll tell you what I'll do. Once we come out of this, I'll go over the board at Pensacola International just to give you an update in terms of how some of these flights are being affected by the weather.
Hopefully people had a good holiday week. It's about that time, though, where people need a little bit of a break from their families, ready to head home to the airports. But let me tell you, the weather is not making that easy on travelers. The security lines here, they are wrapped around the corner. More than 2,000 delays, 79 cancellations within flights with the U.S. Airports having the most issues: Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and JFK. Now, those delays come as we close the week out with rain, severe weather, and snow expected across parts of the country.
Well, she almost got it right to our forecast. Eliminate the snow and other kind of crazy stuff. But the rain, give me a 30-second elevator speech on that rain right now. What's going to happen this weekend?
As I said earlier, the rain's going to pick up this evening. And then Saturday, it's going to be about a 60% chance it'll ramp up to 100 on Saturday night. Sunday, it gets to about as low as 20-30%. And then throughout the majority of your Sunday heading into next week, it's going to be pretty clear.
Okay, I say that set up there because of if you listen to Brooke's report, she was mentioning two airports that we're having problems with this afternoon at PNS, Dallas and in Houston. Dallas flight that was supposed to have been in, it's 1474. The board's flipping on me here. American Airlines flight 1474 coming up out of Dallas. Scheduled time to touchdown 6:55, not until 9:30 now. So make sure you're aware of that one. There is a, let's see here, coming up out of, here's one, Tampa, Silver 80. 6:10 touchdown, now 7:15 or so. And there's one other one that's a problem coming up out of Charlotte. American Airlines, flight 5429, touchdown 7:30, delayed now until about 8:15. Other than that, things looking pretty good. No cancellations or delays from the ones I just mentioned to you. Always great rule of thumb. And I tell you about this so you can save yourself some time and effort coming out to pick somebody up. Just contact the air carrier first. They have the latest information, and they can keep everything in perspective in terms of where the flights are going to be and what time they're going to touch down. So, why don't you do that the next time? Just contact the air carrier and get all the flight information you need.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.